Dubisms Live.
I mean, I started running clubs really early, like in 1987. Putting on loads of DJ, you know, putting in everyone on from Underworld to Andy Weatherall to everything. And I just started getting bored of sort of house music and that, and because it was so. Chemical Brothers came along with their first single, and the break scene kind of blew up. So I just started making tunes that were like breakbeat tunes, I guess, that were, you know, just literally for me to DJ. It was never supposed to be a band in the beginning. For the first album, we had a hit in America, and then we went over there to start working, and then gradually the second album, 6 Million Ways to Live, come together. It started to sort of develop more sort of songs and more sort of, you know, music rather than just breaks and things for the dance floor. So gradually I started bringing in different musicians to work with.
Do you think over the years you would have preferred to go solo or be as a band?
I do both. I mean, I DJ whenever the band's not playing, so and sometimes I do it as a sound system. But, I mean, it's great fun. I mean, you know, it's been nearly 20 years now, so, you know, there's something good about running around the world with your mates having a laugh.
Do you use vinyl or CDs or your computer? What's your DJing style?
It really depends. I mean, I've gone through the whole spectrum. I mean, I used to have two record shops when I was younger. I DJed with vinyl for, you know, because that's all you could do back in the day, do you know what I mean? So, and occasionally now I'll go out and do vinyl-only sets, but sometimes I'll play off CDJs, and sometimes I'll play off a controller. It really just depends how I feel and what technology I want to take out.
And how do you think the Dub Pistols music has changed over the years?
Well, I mean, released with Worship in the Dollar, we're just about to finish our seventh album now, which we're hoping to release early on in the new year. I guess it's kind of like more song-based, but it's almost come full circle where, you know, it's like live jungle or live hip-hop, you know, like, you know, it's very much a sort of club sound, but we've recreated live, you know?
Mm.
It's all about the energy, the show.
Cool. Do you want to tell us a bit about the upcoming album?
As yet untitled. I'm thinking Smoking Dubs might be the name of it. It's just got a whole host of guest MCs and vocalists. We've got like Beanie Man, Cutty Ranks, Earl 16, Too Many T's, Ragga Twins, Navigator, Dark Horizon, and Lindy Layton, all making appearances on it. Yeah, no, it's pretty buzzing about the new album.
When you come to Splore this year in New Zealand, are you guys going to be playing off your new album?
We definitely will be playing, like, I should imagine, two or three new tracks, for sure. Do you know what I mean? It's just, we'll definitely be playing stuff, and stuff we didn't play last time as well, because obviously there's, like, nearly seven albums there of material to go through, so
yeah,
there'll be new stuff.
Was that the first time you came to New Zealand last year?
It's the first time we brought the band to New Zealand. I've been out there a couple of times and DJed. But I thought Splore was one of the most fantastic locations I've ever played at around the world. You know, I just thought it's such an awesome, beautiful place. We absolutely loved it. So quite pleased to get brought back the second year, that's for sure.
Yeah, cool, because you guys, you've performed at really big festivals like Glastonbury.
Performed at, I think, 99% of the festivals around the world, do you know what I mean? So, you know, I can't pick up Splore enough, you know, get like compared to all those. And we've had, you know, we do play fantastic festivals every week, probably like three a week.
You guys are going to Australia this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, going there for about 20 hours. It's only the DJ and the MC, yeah, and we've got a couple of minutes. I go to Australia Friday, come back home for a day, and I'll get to Barcelona, and then shows in Greece, and then a show in Romania, and I think they get back here on Christmas Eve about 6, 7 o'clock at night.
That's crazy. Don't you get tired?
I think we've done like 2 hours sleep in 3 days this week. Like, the show's just gone, so we're kind of used to it.
Must be a draining but very cool lifestyle to have.
if you do a job you love, you know, very nice, that's what they say, then, you know, you're pretty lucky, really. I think I'm doing a DJ show on Sunday morning at Explore as well, so I'm looking forward to doing that. Where's all my real gangsta, them, them and my real gangsta friend, real organized, not no internet one, then we got this whole city locked down, when we are come out, mobsters are fear nothing, regular that come out, all not connected, team well selected, don't write down, nothing brings a system of metric, now there's no evidence, nothing got relevance, a clean getaway always brings forth merriment, no, no matter where you do, you can't stop it, corrupted businesses in a DC.
Gangsta life.